Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've used Rory McIlroy's achievement as personal growth for myself. You can overcome adversity to lead your business in Q2.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
Now, one of the biggest games in the history of Lough GAA, I think it's fair to say, is happening tomorrow night. It's on in Armagh, the Box at Athletic Grounds, and it is their under-20s taking on Tyrone in the All-Ireland final. I'm delighted to say that former Lough star JP Rooney is with us on the line. JP, how are you getting on?
Great. And yourself?
All good. It must just be one long, I guess, instance of buzz in Lough over the last month or so.
Yeah, it's been absolutely super. No doubt about it. I suppose last Saturday was a bit of a disappointment, but I suppose the seniors can, you know, still get themselves back together. It's a big game against Down now on Saturday to look forward to, and then another one against Clare to get themselves back in contention and get themselves out of the group.
What are the expectations for this 20s final?
Well, I suppose on paper, I suppose Tyrone are the raving hot favourites after winning it last year and that, but a lot of expectations on them. It's a free game for Lough, really. First time in an All Ireland Under 20s final. You know, I don't think they're going to be there to make up the numbers either. I suppose coming with a management with Fergal Reel and coach Seamus Mulholland, they'll be very well set up. I know Tyrone have shot the lights out in Ulster and then against Kerry. But I just read an article there from Paul Devon where he was saying Tyrone are very hard to break down. So I think it's going to be, what would you say, it's going to be how well both teams get set up.
Yeah. Can you take us back to when you first started to realise that there was a special generation of Lough footballer coming through? And maybe I should actually say special generations, because we saw what happened in the minor final as well. Not a whole pile needed to go differently for Lough to have won the senior 20 and minor Leinster titles this year. So when did you start to realise that something was going very, very right with regards to the conveyor belt of talent?
Been honest with you, there's probably always been talent in Lough. Maybe been a smaller county, the belief probably wasn't there, and I think the turning point probably was Lough going after Mickey Hart, and Mickey Hart bringing in that maybe belief. I know Lough were Division 4 team at the time, and he probably just installed a lot of belief in them. And I suppose we have a Tyrone man there now, head of coaching, and it was the first time I heard him really talking was last week, and you can see how passionate he is about football in general. And I'm sure if the lads are working with him day in, day out, he'll have you hanging on every word. His passion rubs off. And I suppose then with the appointment of Mickey Hart, and it's easy, Mickey Hart, to come in and say he is a great this or the other, but they backed it up then. They got out of Division 3, or got out of Division 4, got out of Division 3, into Division 2, have been here there between trying to get out of Division 2 and staying in it, but competing in it, which is big. So I suppose that gives the players belief that the belief is there, you know, that their skill and that they deserve to be there.
So the belief was the missing part of the jigsaw. You reckon that the talent that is in the county at the moment isn't overly on a level above what you've seen throughout your life?
No, maybe it is a wee bit above that, in fairness. But there has always been great players in Lough. But I just think there's a lot of work going on at clubs. Like, you see the likes of RD there, who, you know, got knocked or got lost to the Leinster final, club final last year. They're probably targeting this year a Leinster final. So, like, you can see that not only the county is going to, is competing at Leinster's, like, you have now club teams looking at seriously at a winning the Leinster's, you know, which probably for a while was unheard of, you know.
Yeah, and it is from that basis that a lot of great county teams do grow. Club level and also schools level are big indicators. Like, you look at the Tyrone team that you're up against this week, and obviously, as you say, they are raging hot favourites for this, not least because they're going for three in a row, but also because of, when we talk about conveyor belts of talent, what we've seen come through, say, Oma CBS and the likes of the Macquarie Cup, and what they have going on at Ulster in the schools game is just ferocious competition, and it's clearly benefiting. So you've mentioned the club level. What about at schools level? Are the lads coming through to play intercounty with Louth at underage, are they also experiencing something new at schools level, new competition, or what's changed?
Well, success breeds success. And now, like, I'm only involved in under sevens at the minute, so it's probably not a good indicator. But even now, compared to a month ago, where, like, no one knew, none of the under sevens knew anything about Louth football, and now they are all mad into Louth football, you know. So that will have a major factor in years to come, please God. But you do have the likes of RD who has a secondary school there in the town, and by all means, and from what you hear, they're probably not letting out everything, but there is a lot of work gone in behind the scenes there in the schools. Big time.
This week on Diverted, it's the series finale, Argentina Part 2. It's been emotional, but my hitchhiking journey finally comes to an end, and I finally, kind of, come to terms with the fact that I missed out on the Buenos Aires celebrations after the 2022 World Cup.
A lot of people who I haven't seen since the World Cup would just greet you with, "We won the World Cup." Yeah. It's like, instead of hello, you go, "Hey, we won the World Cup."
We'll also be speaking to people in the Welsh regions of Patagonia.
When Welsh came to Patagonia, it was so important to them to maintain their culture, their language, their religion, and their way of living life.
And we will visit Newell's Old Boys, the club that connects both Maradona and Messi in Rosario.
Bueno, ese equipo, 74, 88, 1988, 90, 91, 92, 2004, 2003. Mm-hmm. Esas son todas las estrellas que tienen.
Diverted. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
On Off the Ball.
What's Gavin Devlin doing? You've mentioned him there, the Tyrone man who's come back into Tyrone, because he did leave with Mickey Hart and he came back last year in his role as football coordinator, right, with the county. What are you hearing about the work that he's doing?
Again, the first time I heard him speaking was last Friday night, and he just comes across so passionate. Again, like, I'd say if he was asking anyone to do a job within the county, he'd go no problem, because his passion just seems to rub off on lads. And again, come back to probably his belief from where he's coming from, and that's probably rippling down towards the players. It's great to see him involved. He's probably getting the structures right within the county, getting the right men in at the right teams, and obviously it can only benefit. It's probably going to be a strange day for him. He is a son playing for Tyrone.
Yes, that's right. The Dalata Hotel Group Under 20 GAA Football Championship on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Dalata Hotel Group. So when it comes to tomorrow night's final, I mean, it's Louth's first Under 20s or Under 21s All-Ireland final. I don't suspect this team are going to engage in the idea of bonus territory here or just showing up. So how are they going to go about trying to beat this Tyrone team, this heavily favoured Tyrone team?
Well, I suppose all you have to do is look at the scorers from Tyrone, what they've been scoring. I think the average score in a game was 316 per game, which is serious scoring, in fairness, even with the new rules. So with the new rules, it's probably hard to man mark players. So do Louth man mark the key players, key scorers for Tyrone? Do they zonal defence? Again, I'll go back to what I alluded on with Fergal Reel. He'll be well organised. He'll be well set up. So I know then the spread of scores with Tyrone has been massive. You have McElhellman in or McElhone in midfield, who's contributed very highly. The inside line, Rory McCullough, all these lads have been matching up big scores. So they'd have to be very, very mindful of that. I think if they can hold Tyrone scores to maybe 15, 20 points, they'll definitely have a chance. But I suppose our own team, you have Adam Gillespie, who's contributed massively on air scores. You have Pierce Grimes Murphy, who's a super. He came up with a massive score in the semi-final there. While Tyrone have the big players, we also have a lot of big players. I suppose in around the middle will be big thing. You have Callan and Maguire in there for Loud. Who have been massive players this year. You have Shane Lennon coming, would be Craig Lennon's brother. I suppose going back to the semi-final where probably Loud, I think both teams, Loud and Mayo, kind of nearly didn't want to win it in the end. There was probably a lot of stake for the young lads. But to get over the line in that, it was massive for them.
Yeah. It was a game where Loud didn't play their best, but still managed to get their way to an All-Ireland final. So that probably is another reason why you'd have a bit of hope. Do you think they are going to win tomorrow, or are you judging this with your head and saying that Tyrone are going to go and win this for three in a row?
Again, all the pressure's on Tyrone going for three in a row. Loud, it really is a free shot. Like, to get there has been absolutely massive. Right, but like, to win the Leinster was absolutely massive. To beat Mayo, to be taking a scalp to stop someone doing a three in a row. Again, if they can just not play the occasion, I know that's easy for me to say sitting here, but if they can not play the occasion and get in Tyrone's faces, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Just on the senior team then, JP, just to finish up, obviously disappointing results last Saturday. Got to win your home games in this new format, it seems, but two big opportunities for them. They fancy themselves in their last two chances, regardless of venue.
Yeah, it was always going to be hard, the game on Saturday night, from being up so high to try to get yourself back to a game, I'm sure. You could probably see that a little bit. They looked maybe a little bit heavy legs. They looked a bit not as intense as the Monaghan side were. But yeah, a massive opportunity now on Saturday against Down. And then obviously then you have Clare to look forward to then the following week.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, enjoy tomorrow evening as much as you can, JP. It's another great milestone on this Loud summer. Thanks, Millie, for joining us.
Thanks, Millie. All right.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.